Vikings play Sunday night against the Bears. First place is on the line. Let's talk to former Buckeye, current Viking center, Pat Elflein. What's up, Pat?
Hey, Pat.
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Welcome, good. Welcome back. Hey, I got a question for you before, Torg, and you really get deep on the football there. I was watching the Bengals Saints. They had 10 Buckeyes on the field. They did a little group photo afterwards. When you're playing against, because I know your heart's right here with Ohio State, when there's another Buckeye on the opposing team, do you wait till after the game to make pleasantries, or do you say something during the game, or is it all business until the final whistle?
So usually when both teams are warming up before the game, there's some time where you kind of make eye contact. You can go say hello. You know, during the game, if you're physically going against a guy one-on-one, sometimes you can, like, after the play, you'll say what's up. Or also post-game, you know, you become so close with those guys that you really have a good relationship with them. But it's still business. I mean, it doesn't matter who you're going against. But it's also pretty cool to see those guys that you went to college with out on the field with you at the next level. So it's pretty cool.
What about Michigan players that played against you? Do you talk a little trash, wishing they kind of, hey, you can't beat me in the pros or in college?
there's definitely a little trash talk, but then you just, you know, you went up to, I'm actually teammates with someone who went to the team up north.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Ben Gideon, right?
Yeah, so yeah. You learn to become friends with those guys, but they're still we still trash talk, a lot.
Do you guys make bets on the game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have.
Nice.
It's on next week, baby.
Yeah, I think it was J.J. Watt had to wear a Buckeye jersey. I don't know who he bet, but he had to wear, like, a Buckeye jersey to practice.
I think it was John Simon he was betting when he was on the Texans.
Oh, that's great. So what'd you guys are coming off a bye. What'd you do in your bye week? Did you go to Columbus?
Yeah, I was back in Columbus just hanging out, really, just relaxing. Went to the Woody Hayes and did some workouts there and some rehab, and just pretty much relaxed. Nothing really.
Well, are you a full-time resident of Minneapolis, St. Paul now, or do you live in Columbus and just rent a place there?
Pretty much in Minnesota. I kind of bounce around everywhere. I'm either here, I'm in Arizona, or I'm back home in Columbus. I haven't bought a house yet, but I'm just sort of, bounce around wherever I have business to take care of. That's kind of where I'm at.
Beautiful. I know a real estate agent for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, my wife. Hey, you can. Pat Elflein's with us.
Good.
Hey, with this game against the Bears Sunday, you guys struggled at the start. You come back. The team starts playing better. The Bears mysteriously start playing better and got Khalil Mack. Are you guys, with a bye and so much on the line, first place, is you guys pumped up for this one?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a big one. They flexed it back to Sunday night. So be prime time for us. And yeah, it'll be on the road too, which makes it a little bit tougher. But yeah, this is fun. There's nothing better than going on the road at night and trying to get a win. So yeah, we're all excited about it.
Yeah, divisional game, and then you have the Packers, another divisional game, and then the Patriots. Doesn't get any easier, but it is November. It's time to buckle down.
Yeah, we got a tough schedule. We go, this weekend on the road. And then Packers will be another primetime game. And then I think we're on the road at New England and at Seattle.
Wow. Now, Zimmer is a mastermind of not telling the press anything. He never reveals anything. But is this game, you guys probably, when it comes to, and I'm not giving an opinion here, I'm giving a fact, that when it comes to star players, you guys have probably had more guys out than anyone in the league. Is this the healthiest you guys are going to be this Sunday?
Yeah, I think the bye really helped with getting some key guys back. It came out at a perfect time, like right in the middle of the season. And, once you string a lot of football games together, you definitely feel it on your body. So I think guys are feeling better. And, you can't ask for a better scenario to come back in a primetime game off the bye, with a little momentum too, coming off that Lions win.
Tell us how it is playing with Zimmer, because he's a different cat. A lot of people know him when he was in Cincinnati, but he's kind of a throwback dude, isn't he?
Yeah, he's an old school guy. He's a tough coach. You know, he'll put us in pads all the time, and you know, he likes to grind the old school way. I like that. You know, he reminds me of like a Coach Meyer, your old school tough ball coach.
Would Urban be? You know, a lot of people say Urban wouldn't work in the NFL. Do you think Urban could coach in the NFL?
Good question.
Oh yeah, yeah. No question. I think so. He does an extremely good job of. And obviously, he knows all his football things, but just getting his guys to play hard, there's no one better than Coach Myers. So, you know, I think wherever you put him, he'll find a way to be successful.
Pat Elflein's with us, the Viking Center. Hey, we should ask you about Kirk Cousins because that was like the big free agent guy, and a lot of people blamed Washington Redskins' kind of woes on him. He comes to Minnesota, one of the top quarterbacks in the league. Is it kind of he better than you thought? Because he's, you know, listen, I'm a homer, but he's even exceeded my expectations.
Yeah, Kirk's doing great. I think if we can give him some time up front, and then we have some play, we have a lot of playmakers all over the field. So if we can give him some time, which I think we've been doing a pretty good job of, then that guy can put the ball wherever it needs to be. So, I mean, he's an explosive player, and he's a tough guy, too. He called a quarterback sneak, you know, under his own power last game. He wanted to, you know, run the ball himself. He saw the open A gap and just took it. And that says a lot about Kirk, too. So he's a tough kid.
Vikings 5-3-1 on the season. What's the tie like? Were you, because I know you were injured for a few games at the beginning of the season. Were you in for the game that
was
a tie?
Out.
You
he
were out. Because
yeah.
I got to think, ties are horrible, and there's been so many this year.
Yeah, ties.
Oh.
It was a hot noonday in Green Bay. I think it was like 90 degrees or something up there. And the guys were just working so freaking hard.
Yeah.
And to come out with a tie, it's just like this is flat. It's like, oh my gosh! But it could be worse. So, yeah. But it was just all that work and just to get a tie out of it.
Hey, tell us because
it was like 52.
Yeah,
Green Bay. That Green Bay. It was August in Green Bay.
Like four field goals through that game.
Yeah. I was just going to ask you, because your kicker missed a bunch of easy field goals, and then you guys, Zimmer cut him on Monday.
Yeah, he gone.
How was the ride, or the? I don't know if you guys bus or ride to Green Bay, because it's 3 hours. How was the ride home? Did that dude knew he was getting his ass cut? Like, did anyone talk to him?
Yeah, we talked to him. I mean, we were trying to keep him up. I mean, it's a tough job.
Yeah.
Kid's a great kicker. Usually he doesn't miss. So in those situations, that's tough, you know, when you start missing some and getting in your own head, and I'm not a kicker, so I don't know what that's like, but yeah, it's tough. I mean, there's a lot of pressure on him.
Hey, talk to us about this Buckeye offensive line. They've struggled a little bit. Have you been keeping tabs on what's going on with this team? It's just been a weird year.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, I've been watching, and you know, I saw, you know, a better spark on Saturday. Those guys were able to get it going a little bit. I feel like that win that they just had over Michigan State was really a staple win in their season. And I think that kind of will turn their season around. I think it's going to go only up from here with a couple big games coming up.
Yeah.
But I really think that win on the road in East Lansing was huge for the Buckeyes. I think, you know, they got it going now.
Have you had a Juicy Lucy yet, and how many can you eat?
Oh, yeah. I've had Juicy Lucy, trying to try them out, all the best spots, the original Juicy Lucy, the Blue Door and the Nook. Yeah, they're great. Now I can put down a few of them now.
Well, we keep your seat warm here locally at the Roosters. Did you stop in last week when you were here?
Yeah, I was there a couple times. I went twice. Two meals in a row, I was at Roosters.
Yeah. What's the new hot wing, Jerry, we tried? Is it what's the new hot one they have there, Pat?
Not the donkey, but...
No, above the donkey.
Yeah, above
911?
The... Yes. The 911, yes. It was good.
No, I don't mess with those.
No,
it
you don't?
It was good.
No, you guys do?
Oh,
no,
I do.
Jerry has no taste buds.
Sometimes I get the donkey, but I get the 911 on the side.
On the side,
and I dip.
You dabble in that a little bit.
I dabble.
Yeah, what do you go for? What's your wing?
I like, the hottest I'll go is just their hot sauce, and I'll mix it with probably the sweet tie.
Oh, yeah.
Carolina Gold, you know, that's got a nice little, some heat to it, but some tang. it's perfect.
Cooking.
Dude, you need to talk
cooking
to him.
Cooking with Pat Elf.
There's a lot of fat people in Minnesota, Pat. You should bring Roosters and franchise it to St. Paul.
I know. I've Trust me, I've been thinking about that.
Yeah.
I think it'd do great up here. It would really be awesome.
Well, buddy, you got a lot of fans, obviously, here in Columbus, Ohio. We'll be watching Sunday night.
I found my Pat Elflein jersey last week. And so I lost it, and I tweeted it to you, and you guys
I remember that.
You guys only lost two games all year when I wore it, and I'm bringing it back on Sunday.
Bring it back. We need it.
It's got magical powers.
All right, partner. Yeah. Back to bed. We appreciate it.
All right.
What a good kid.
Yeah, Viking. It's a big
guy,
one Sunday
man.
Night. Who would have thunk after 10 weeks
Nobody
of the
had
season?
The Bears
yeah,
doing
no
this.
No one had the
Nobody
Bears.
Nobody had the Bears.
They're like Browns fans. They finally get good, and you think they're going to the Super Bowl.
Right.
It's fantastic.